27-year-old Bor resident Abung Aringa Jack says there is only one functional borehole in the Block 2 residential area where she resides, and that area is always crowded since Bor Water Station stopped operating in October. She says many residents have resorted to pitching water directly from the River Nile.
You go to the borehole and wait in the queue until evening. If you think you cannot manage, then the option is to go back home to sleep without drinking water, or you go to the river. Okay, what can we do? And the taps are not working.
40-year-old Bor resident Mary Nyantwar says she knows drinking water taken directly from the Nile can cause waterborne diseases, but she has no other choice these days.
We, especially the women, are suffering because of this water crisis. Getting water for home consumption now has become an issue of concern. The options are either you stay in the queue, waiting for almost the whole day to fill your one or two jerry can from the borehole, or you go fetch directly from the river. I appeal to the government, let them please solve this issue as soon as possible.
Rachel Adiu, resident of Block 7, says she travels every day from Block 7 to Block 3 to fetch borehole water for home use. Adiu says the borehole in Block 3 is always congested and she is tired of fighting over water every day.
The issue of drinking water is a problem. You see people wrestling at night and during the daytime at the boreholes. Most boreholes are not functioning now, and there are a lot of people in the town. There are those who came from the village and those who were here. A woman asked to leave a baby on the bed to go and wait in the queue to fetch water at night. This is the great suffering indeed.
Jacob Ajang, a resident of Block 6, says he too has been affected by lack of access to clean water.
The water of God is cursed. There is no water completely. We are just depending on some pure borehole, which are in the dry places. And the population has increased greatly. So it's hard. Actually, it's hard to get water for drinking. And when you say I will depend on mineral water, then the cost of the water also won't be very high on your side as individual.
Ajang says men like him are now bathing in the river, which he says is risky due to crocodiles and other dangerous animals lurking in the river. Emmanuel Taban with the NGO Polish Humanitarian Action coordinates NGOs providing services in the water, sanitation and hygiene cluster in Jonglei State. Taban says most boreholes, especially in flood-affected areas, have sunk and are no longer operational.
We are aware that there is a lot of issues related to water, clean water around the town. No, the year has just begun. I've just started work today. Anyway, thanks for the update. We'll also keep you updated.
Bor Water Station Manager Moses Mayul says the station stopped operations in early October after water pumping machines became submerged in flood waters. He says his group is working to fix broken pipes and pumping machines as the water slowly recedes.
The water damaged some parts of the pumping machines, but now the water has receded and we have started fixing them. I am now in Juba looking for spare parts. Once I get them, I will go back and hopefully we'll resume our operation.
John McQueen Allier, a deputy director of the public health department at the Bor Municipal Council, says people could contract life-threatening diseases if they drink untreated water from the Nile.
When you go to the river, you can get the water. Diseases like Kalazar, Bilharzia, typhoid, and other things, they will come from that water. So we need the clean water. That tablet is good. When you go to the riverside now here, you can collect the water and you put that tablet now. The water is clean. And they are very good than the borehole water. So make sure, my people, I'm now requesting you about the issue of the water from the river. Don't drink direct. You put the tablet first and you will drink like that. So that is my message to my people.
An estimated 842,000 people die each year globally from diarrhea as a result of drinking unsafe water or poor sanitation and hygiene, according to the World Health Organization. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.